The words of our text this morning are taken from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. In these words, Jesus comforts and instructs his disciples. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And we pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. I heard recently that a daytime talk show host, obviously someone who's not a Christian, state that never in the Bible does Jesus ever claim to be the Messiah, God. Obviously, she was not familiar with the words in our text this morning. As a matter of fact, the book of John, where our texts come from, is filled with meaningful metaphors in which Jesus indicates exactly who he is. Listen to these gems from John. John 6, I am the bread of life. John 8, I am the light of the world. John 10, I am the gate. Again in John 10, I am the good shepherd. John 15, I am the vine. And today's text in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You don't even have to go as deep as the book of John. Already in the very first book of the New Testament, Matthew, at least on 16 different occasions, Jesus declares himself to be exactly who he is. Here's one example in Matthew chapter 10. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. Non-Christians also like to criticize Christianity for being so intolerant or exclusive, you might say. Now, that type of thinking is false in that Jesus is a God of love. He embraces all people. In his ministry, he was very willing to engage with those people that society viewed as the worst of sinners. He even shared meals with them. Jesus accepts all sinners exactly who they are. But the accusation that Christianity is intolerant is accurate in this. God is a righteous God, holy and just, and cannot tolerate sin. The way to heaven is clear. Leviticus 19, be holy. As I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Jesus' mission on earth was clear. He had zero tolerance for anything that would get in the way of his mission to restore the perfect relationship between man and God that was ruined in the first sin by Adam and Eve. For example, when Jesus was explaining to his disciples that he needed to die for us, Peter tried to pull him aside. Do you remember that in Matthew 16? He tried to pull Jesus aside and rebuke him. Listen to what Jesus said to him. Get behind me, Satan. You do not have your mind on the things of God, but the things of men. How would you like that to be said to you from Jesus? Get behind me, Satan. The context for our words of our text are that Jesus is sharing these words during the Passover meal on the very night just before he was about to be betrayed and the day before he was to be crucified. He had told his disciples on several occasions exactly what was going to happen, that he was going to Jerusalem and that he was going to suffer and die. He had already shared with them many things concerning his death and his resurrection. Thus, the words that he shared with his disciples, these words of comfort, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." He wanted to reassure them that what's about to take place is exactly part of his Father's plan for mankind's salvation. In verses 2 and 3 of our text, he summarizes his mission. "I'm leaving and I'm coming back. I'm going to die, I'm going to rise again, I'm going to ascend, I'm going to heaven, I'll prepare a place for you, and then I'm coming back." This is not just a someday thing, disciples. This is not just some hope. This is happening today. You're about to experience it. There will be no condemnation because of what I'm about to do for mankind. And someday the fulfillment of all things will take place when we see God face to face in heaven. So to summarize what he's been telling his disciples, he says, "You know where I'm going. It's to my death for your sins. You know the way. It's through me," Jesus says. Leave it to Thomas to ask the question confused humans were thinking in verse 5. How do we know the way? So Jesus lays out the clear path forward so that there can be no confusion. "Don't miss it, disciples. It's me. It's what I must do. I'm the pathway. It's not about you." So in verse 6, Jesus shows exactly where he's going and the pathway there. Jesus says, "It's the only way. I am the way." So out of thousands of ways humans tried to invent a way to restore their relationship with God, they all tragically fail because they're all disconnected from God. So whether we try self-achievement or feeling good about ourselves or comparing ourselves to others who obviously are way worse sinners than us, none of these human attempts are successful because none of them bridge the gap between our sinfulness and a holy and just God. God's perfect Son, Jesus, is the only way. And the bridge that Jesus used to cover the gap was the cross on which he died. He paved the way to our reunion with God the Father. Jesus said, "I'm the way," him alone. Jesus said, "He's the truth." Isn't it amazing in society how everyone seems to be searching for truth and everybody's struggling to figure it out and find it? Society's drowning with many opinions. Many try to find their own truth through their own sinful attempts, and everybody's trying to be respectful of everybody's opinions. Everybody's writing their own stories. In the end, there's no truth in society, because there's no reality. Jesus says the truth has already been written. "I'm the author. I'm the truth. I loved you. I pursued you. And through my death for you, you are forgiven." And finally, says Jesus, is the life. In life, we come across all kinds of ways that people try to feel good about themselves for a time. Solutions to short-term problems. We find things that bring us pleasure for a while. But in Jesus' resurrection, we have the solution that restores our eternal life with our relationship with our Father. Jesus says, "Believe in me. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life." We have good news, Jesus says. If you know him, you know his Father. So yes, Jesus is intolerant of anything that gets in the way except through him. But thanks be to God, through Jesus, we have the most inclusive path to heaven that doesn't matter anyone's circumstance. Because of Jesus, we have unity with our Heavenly Father. And by faith in his Son, we will see God someday face to face in heaven. This truth sets all people free. We are loved by Jesus. We are forgiven by Jesus. In Jesus, we have peace eternally. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we have access to you because the way to you was opened to us through your Son, Jesus. Like lost sheep who wander, we confess the times that we've let other paths tempt us away from your Son. By your Holy Spirit, strengthen us daily to follow Jesus and help us to remain faithful on the one path to heaven. And then may we reflect the peace that we have through Jesus to others, that all may know you as the way to heaven. As we approach the final week of the semester, be with our students and their professors. Grant each a full measure of your blessings, that they may fully utilize the gifts and talents given to each to their benefit and to the glory of your kingdom. And we especially ask your hand of blessings upon our graduates. Keep them focused on you all their days as they fulfill their vocations in society. And finally, as many travel in the days ahead, may your hand of protection be over each. In the name of your Son, our Savior, we pray. Amen. We continue with the verses of the hymn. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.